Very good. Well, welcome to each one here. Before we read from the Word of God, we'll ask God's blessing upon our meeting. Father in heaven, we're grateful for your Son, the Lord Jesus. Thankful for the one who came into the world to bear away the sin of all of us. Thank you that he did this when he bore our sin in his own body on the tree. And thank you, it's a finished work. So blessing upon each one here, especially those who are not saved. And we ask you to work in our midst and even speak during the session, we pray. In the name of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And again, welcome, and thank you for joining us today. Okay, so we will read a couple of verses here. There's a lot of verses, but I will not be reading all of them. I'm going to read them in English, and I'll get Tintin to read them in Tagalog. So if you have a Bible, you can look these up yourself. And the first one is Deuteronomy 32 and verse 29. Deuteronomy 32 and 29. In English, it says, "Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end."
Hello po sa lahat. Atin pong basahin sabay-sabay mula po sa aklat ng Lumang Tipan, sa aklat po ni Deuteronomio, Deuteronomio chapter 32 verse 29. Kung sila'y matalino, naunawaan sana nila kung nababatid ba nila ang kanilang wakas.
The next verse is near the other end of your Bible in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 17. And in English it reads, "What shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?" That's just a portion of the verse I want to read.
Ngayon po, dito po sa aklat ng Unang Pedro, chapter 4, verse 17, ang huling bahagi. Ano kaya ang wakas ng mga hindi nagsisitalima sa Ebanghelyo ng Diyos?
And so just before I read any more verses, I want to tell you what's on my mind.
Ngayon po, habang hindi pa tayo nagpapatuloy sa pagbabasa ng mga bersikulo, sasabihin po niya kung ano yung nasa isip niya.
I'm thinking about after your life comes to an end. What then?
Naiisip po niya, ano nga ba ang mayroon kapag natapos na ang buhay nating ito?
In fact, if you can look at the meeting with the different members, and if you look at Mark MacArthur's page, and he has on there a chart, a two roads chart in Tagalog.
At dito nga po sa imahe ng nasa likod or sa kamera ni Mark MacArthur, makikita po natin ang imahe ng dalawang daan.
And this, and I, we can send you these, this image if you like, so that you can look at it for yourself.
At maaari po naming ibigay ang imahe na ito kung nanaisin po ninyo upang makita po mismo ninyo ng sarili ninyong mga mata.
And if you look at in the middle there, near the middle there is a pillar. It's called the pillar of death.
At dito nga po sa bandang gitna, makikita po natin yung isang pillar. Ito po yung may kasulatan na kamatayan.
This is illustrating when your life ends and eternity begins.
At dito po ipinapakita kung kailan ang ating buhay ay nagwawakas At ang kasunod nito ay ang walang hanggan.
And there are two destinies, that one of two destinies you will find yourself once you pass that pillar of death.
At dito nga po, may dalawang, nakikita natin na may dalawang destinasyon. Kapag kapag ang buhay natin ay nagwakas, dito makikita natin kung saan nga ba tayo patutungo.
And if we look back at Deuteronomy 32 and 29, Moses, I'm applying it in the gospel, Moses wrote that verse or said, "Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end."
Doon nga po sa unang binasa natin sa aklat ni Deuteronomo, ipinakita po o sinabi po ni Moses ang mga salitang ito, kung sila'y matalino, naunawaan sana nila kung nababatid nila ang kanilang wakas.
And we wish that you would consider your latter end.
At inaasahan po namin na maaari ninyong ikonsidera kung ano ang inyong magiging wakas.
Where will you be in eternity?
Saan nga ba kayo sa kapag saan nga ba kayo mapupunta sa walang hanggan?
And so, let's read a few more verses.
Kaya po tayo magbabasa pa po ng mga versikulo sa ating Biblia.
Romans chapter 6, please. And verse 23. This is a wonderful verse, but it has a serious part of it as well. In English, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord."
Dito po sa mga taga-Roma, 6:23, "Sapagkat ang kabayaran ng kasalanan ay kamatayan, datapwat ang kaloob na walang bayad ng Diyos ay buhay na walang hanggan kay Kristo Jesus na ating Panginoon."
And I'm just going to go back to Matthew, please, at this point. Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 13 and 14, which illustrate these two roads on the chart illustrate. Matthew 7 and verse 13 and 14. In English, it says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because, verse 14, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it."
At dito po sa aklat ni Mateo, Chapter 7, verse 13. "Kayo'y magsipasok sa makipot na pintuan sapagkat maluwag ang pintuan at malapad ang daang patungo sa pagkapahamak at marami do'y nagsisipasok." Verse 14. "Sapagkat makipot ang pintuan at makitid ang daan patungo sa buhay, at kakaunti ang nangag kakasumpong noon."
Salamat. And so my let me stop. Chinese would often watch Hollywood films.
Nung mga Chinese daw po ay malimit sila nanonood ng mga Hollywood na mga panoorin.
But sometimes they didn't like the ending of the film that they were watching, and so the Chinese were able to change the ending to suit their beliefs and their their way of life.
Kadalasan nga daw po, hindi ang mga Chinese ay hindi nagugustuhan kung ano yung katapusan ng kanilang pinapanood. Kaya may limit, pinapalitan po nila kung ano po yung katapusan ng kwento na nagugustuhan o kung ano yung sa paningin nila na gusto o tama para sa kanila.
And if you look, take a look at these two roads and the two destinies, let me ask you, where is the destiny that you are going?
At kung pagmamasdan po natin itong larawan o yung imahe ng dalawang destinasyon na makikita po natin, alin nga ba dito ang inyong magiging destinasyon?
If you don't like the destination that your road is going to, then be like the Chinese and change the ending.
Kung hindi nga po ninyo nagugustuhan ang destinasyon kung saan kayo ngayong patungo, maaaring maging katulad kayo o magiging katulad tayo ng mga Chinese na babaguhin natin kung saan man ang destinasyon natin.
If you're on the broad way, well then the ending is death and hell and destruction forever.
Kung dito nga po ang destinasyon ay yung malawak na daan, ito ay patungo po sa kamatayan at sa impyerno at sa buhay, sa dagat-dagatang apoy.
And if you don't like that ending, then you need to get on the narrow road that leads to heaven, to life and heaven with the Lord Jesus.
Kung hindi nyo po nagustuhan ang destinasyong ito, maaari po ninyong baguhin at pumasok po kayo doon sa makipot na daanan o makipot na pintuan, no, na daanan na patungo sa buhay at sa langit.
Very good. So how do you need to get on the narrow way before you come to the pillar of death.
Maaari po kayong pumasok sa makipot na daanan bago po kayo lumampas dito sa pillar ng kamatayan.
And you need to find the only door to the narrow way.
At maaaring makikita niyo po ang pintuan doon sa makipot na daanan.
There's only one door.
Mayroon lamang pong isang pinto.
And that door is a person.
At ang pintuang ito ay isang tao.
That is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ito po ang ating Panginoong Hesukristo.
Perhaps we could read that verse in John chapter 10 and verse 9 to show from the Bible what the Lord Jesus said. John 10 and verse 9. John 10 and verse number 9. In English, it reads these wonderful words. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture.
At dito nga po sa aklat ni Juan, chapter 10, verse 9. Ako ang pintuan. Ang sinumang taong pumasok sa akin ay siya'y maliligtas, at papasok at lalabas, at makakasumpong ng pastulan.
And so the Lord Jesus himself is the door.
So ang ating Panginoong Jesus, siya po ang pintuan.
That is not a door to a church or a door through some works or anything we can do, but it is trust in the Lord Jesus alone.
Ang pintuang ito ay hindi ito pintuan ng isang organisasyon o ng mga mabubuting gawa. Ito po ay isang tao. Ito po ay ang ating Panginoong Jesus, at ilagay po natin ang ating pagtitiwala sa Kanya.
There is no one who can save you but the Lord Jesus alone.
Walang kahit na sino man ang maaaring makaligtas sa bawat isa sa atin o sa inyo, ang ating Panginoong Jesus lamang.
And the Lord Jesus is also the way to heaven.
ang ating Panginoong Jesus, siya din po ay isang daan patungo sa langit.
And verse number John chapter 14 and verse number 6 says these words. The Lord Jesus spoke. John 14 and verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
At dito nga po sa aklat din ni Juan, chapter 14, verse 6, sinabi sa kanya ni Jesus, ako ang daan at ang katotohanan at ang buhay. Sino man ay di makakaparoon sa Ama kung di sa pamamagitan ko.
Okay, and so we have these word that the Lord Jesus is the door and He is the way.
At dito nga po, nabasa natin ng ating Panginoong Jesus, siya ay ang pintuan at siya ang daan.
And so, we need to get off the broad way because we are sinners.
So, kailangan po natin lumabas doon sa malapad o maluwag na daan dahil tayo ay makasalanan.
Our sin is taking us down away from God into a lost eternity.
Ang ating mga kasalanan ay nagdadala sa atin doon sa lugar na kung saan walang hanggang kapahamakan.
But that is why the Lord Jesus came, so that you can change your destiny.
Kaya gayon na lamang kung bakit ang ating Panginoong Jesus ay pumarito upang tayo ay magkaroon ng kapatawaran ng kasalanan.
And I'm going to finish up with one verse in John chapter 6. Verse 47. It's a wonderful verse. This is the Lord Jesus speaking. John chapter 6 and verse 47. In English, it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life.
Ito po ay napakagandang katotohanan mula po sa ating Panginoong Jesus. Dito po sa aklat ni Juan, chapter 6, verse 47. Katotohanan, katotohanang sinasabi ko sa inyo, ang sumasampalataya ay may buhay na walang hanggan.
And so anyone who trusts in the Lord Jesus has everlasting life.
Kaya ang sino man sumampalataya sa ating Panginoong Jesus ay magkakaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
And anyone who does not trust the Lord Jesus Christ will remain in their sins.
Kung sino man yung hindi magtitiwala o sumampalataya sa ating Panginoong Jesus, sila ay mananatili sa kanilang kasalanan.
So what destiny would you ultimately like to be in forever?
So anong destination po ang gugustuhin niyong patunguhan magpakailanman?
We long for you to change your destiny from the broad way to the narrow way.
Magustuhan po naming lahat na kayo ay magbago ng patutunguhan mula po sa malapad na daanan patungo sa makipot na daanan.
But the Lord Jesus, He paid for your sins so you don't have to go to hell. He paid on the cross, He died for your sins, for you.
Kaya po ang ating Panginoong Jesus, siya po ay namatay, nagpakasakit sa krus upang bayaran ang iyong mga kasalanan.
And so you can have eternal life by putting your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
At kayo ay magkakaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan. Ibigay niyo ang inyong pagtitiwala at pananampalataya sa ating Panginoong Jesus.
Okay, so we're going to end the session. I apologize. But thank you so much for listening. And I trust that you will consider this information. Thank you for listening. We'll pray. Father in heaven, we're grateful for your Son, the Lord Jesus. We ask you for your help as we consider these two roads and the two destinies. And we pray for any who are on the broad way to trust the Lord Jesus and change their destiny to be on the narrow way. And we ask thy blessing. Thank you for thy goodness to us and ever sending your Son to die on a cross for sinners, the whole reason why he came. And so we ask thy blessing now in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.